answer.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on the last day of June, June 30th. We're talking fireworks. We're talking heat. We're talking explosions. And that's just right here in the studio, much less whatever happens this weekend. And speaking of hot, fast, and face on fire, Bad Bob.
Wait, let me go get a fire extinguisher. How you doing,
I
sir?
I have started early.
Uh-oh.
I am lighting fuses today.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Yeah, you know, Linda's on assignment. Linda's got her show tonight. And on Thursdays, Linda's on assignment because she prepares for her show. On the spot with Linda Bott. Great guest tonight. She's going to have a good time. She gives away, you know what, she gives away a total of almost the gross national debt on her show. You know, through things like, shopping cards, here, discounts here, hey, get a free wiper blade there, the whole thing. So, it's going to be a good show tonight. Got musicians, it's got it all. All right, Bad Bob, let's start out with the weather. What do you got there?
Well, just a little bit warmer than yesterday. Hot and muggy today. We're looking for a high right around the 90-degree mark. But tomorrow, we're going straight up for the triple digits. And overnight lows, tonight will be in the 60s, but it will move up into the 70s, so the sleeping weather won't be so great. And right now, we've got about, call it 62 degrees in Reading. Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. It's going to have great music again this weekend. 474-5546 is the phone number there. They've already been, you know, there's a lot of calls. People make reservations because we're in the music room. It can only hold about 60 people because people come in there, have dinner, and they just stay because it's a great place to dine and to listen to music. You know, I'm not sure if I want to start off this early talking about who is qualified to be president or not. I mean, it's still a bit early. It's on a Thursday morning. It's before 7:10, so I'm going to save that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a public service announcement for the city of Reading. Okay, you ready? Mm-hmm. They need blood, my friends. Shasta Blood Center is in need of A-negative and O-negative blood. It's also in need of B-positive, B-negative, and O-negative donors. And platelet donors are needed currently as well. They're going to hold blood drives from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and from noon to 6 p.m. Sunday at Movies 14 in Reading. Hey, you'll get a free movie ticket and a free Fear the Beard Giants t-shirt. I'm sure that means something to Giants fans.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to be at least 17 years old in good health. Donors must present a photo ID at the time of donation. Now, what's the difference between giving blood and voting in the state of California? Already, I can see a difference. Are you ready? To give blood, you've got to show an ID. To vote, you don't. Is that cool or what? Hey, you want to give blood? Here, show me your ID card. Show me here that you're a member of California. That you are who you say you are. Now, hey, let's vote for our next governor. Let's vote for congressman. Let's vote for reapportion. Let's vote for any of this stuff. Want to see an ID card? Oh, no. Don't need to see that ID card. Okay, I'm not trying to tie these two together. I'm really not. So, they do need blood, my friends. So, they're going to have, like I said, they're going to have a blood drive down at Movies 14. And you see them down there on a regular basis. It's going to be Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 6. If you've got out there and you're hoarding blood, A negative and O negative, it's time to give up a pint. Come on. Just a pint. And you know what? They're going to give you a free movie ticket and a t-shirt. And you can probably hold them up for something to drink, too. All right. This is Carl in the Bot. Linda's on assignment. When we come back, let's start talking about just who just who really is qualified to be President of the United States. May have a few surprises for you here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Freesound's Mattress Gallery in Reading introduces a breakthrough in gel sleep systems, the all-new OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. It conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Freesound's provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Try to find that anywhere else in the sleep industry. Freesound's Mattress Gallery is your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock. For the best night's sleep of your life, choose your next mattress from Crescent's Mattress Gallery. Always 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, or free bed frame. And we always haul away your old bedding. Improve your quality of life with a great night's sleep every night from your locally owned Crescent's Mattress Gallery, where we keep our dollars local. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Cheering Creek Road, across from the post office.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:13 in the morning, June the 30th, last day. We're going into July tomorrow, and we're talking about fireworks. We're talking about a lot of fun and excitement. Linda's on assignment today. She's going to be back tonight, of course, for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Okay, let's talk about a couple of things. Let's talk about people that are, you know, that are, by according to the media, you know, are just made, you know, just made these mistakes, and they're just they probably don't deserve to be able to even run for president. You know, we're talking about, remember Sarah Palin said that Paul Revere had also warned the British about the uprising, and it was, and they, people just, you know, went crazy about it and said that, oh gosh, she knows nothing, Paul Revere warned the colonists and all that. And then a Harvard professor, or a professor revolution history, said, well, you know what, she is kind of right here, because he did, when he was captured the second time out, he told him, he said, hey, they're standing up to you, there's going to be a fight, and you need to know that. And it was a little known fact, so, you know, but people still slammed at her. And then Bachman, Michelle Bachman, is that's her name, in Iowa, said something about John Wayne. that John Wayne was from this other small town in Iowa. Well, she was wrong. It was partially right. It was John Wayne Gacy. So, or people just took that. You saw it everywhere on the news. You saw it all, right? Those people, obviously, because they don't get their facts right, shouldn't even run for president. Shouldn't even run for president. Okay, now yesterday, President Obama gave a little press conference twice. Got the age of his daughter Misha wrong. Kept saying she was 13 years old and she's just not even quite 12. But you know how time flies when you're president. Time flies a trillion here, a trillion there. So if Bachman and Palin, obviously unqualified because they make a couple of mistakes, President Obama doesn't know how old his daughter is. Now, I have that problem sometimes with grandkids. I have to add up when they were born. And of course, I don't live with them every day, and I don't see them every day, and have this close working relationship that Brock has with his daughters. But I think I would know within a year how old they were. What about you, Bad Bomb? I bet you know within 6 months how old your cats are.
That would be a true statement. Yeah.
Okay. All right. South Carolina passed an immigration bill. That is one of the strongest in the nation. It requires police to check immigration status on anyone they stop and suspect may be in the country illegally. So Arizona, which took they took the attack. They took the main brunt. They're the ones that kicked in the door and got into the fist fight. But since then, Georgia, and there's been a number of other states, slowly, quietly, just passing laws to protect their sovereign status in their states, Bad Bob. If you're here illegally, we're going to take you out. We're going to arrest you and take you out of our state and put you someplace else. They've also required is that the e-system verify be required. That means when you sign up for a job, that you have to go through the system to prove that you are a citizen of this United States. Imagine that. Now, South Carolina is one of those states that just doesn't seem to be having a lot of financial problems. Do you think we'll ever get E-Verify here?
In this state? No. Unless we figure out how to split it in half.
You know, we can't even get instant background check when you go and you buy a weapon. Even though it's there, it's still that 10-day wait, among other things that they're adding on to it. Okay, let's talk budget. You know, as you know, yesterday, Senator LaMalfa waiting at 7:05 when we come on right after the news, just came out swinging about the budget and how bad it is. And I don't think people that you know how bad it is yet, because there's some things we're going to talk about today that didn't even come out yesterday. I don't even know if they're in the paper today. Now, what a huge impact it's going to have on us right here in Shasta County, among other, all counties, but here in Shasta County. We'll get to that in a little while. So let's talk about how the vehicle tax goes up to $12 per vehicle. It's not the vehicle, the registration fee goes up $12 per vehicle. That's not a tax. I'm sorry. I keep using that word tax. It's not. It's a fee. And then all those people, 81, I think it's like 81 million homes that fall under CAL FIRE responsibility will now have to pay $150 a year because of that. So that's $150 a year times 81 million. The vehicle registration fee goes up $12. So, fees and taxes. What exactly is the difference, Bad Bob? I'll tell you. I just happen to be prepared here. A tax is to impose a financial charge or other levy upon a taxpayer, that's an individual or a legal entity, by a state or the functional equivalent of a state such that the failure to pay is punishable by law. All right, that's a tax.
Okay.
All right, a fee. The difference between a fee and a tax is that a fee is paid for specific goods or services rendered by the government, while a tax has no connection to the benefits received for an individual. Well, I can tell you that. Some of the taxes they give us have no connection to any benefits that I receive. Sometimes fees are used to whitewash what are actually penalties or taxes. For example, Virginia's now repealed civil remedial fees was actually a tax on drivers for certain kinds of traffic law violations. So they can put a fee on people if they say, you know what, you've had two DUI convictions, or you've had a DUI conviction, so your fee for having a California license has just gone up $100. And you think about that. You know, they could do that. So that's your difference between a tax and a fee. One is something that, you know, if you don't do it, you can get punished by law. You can get punished probably by the other one, too. It's a financial charge. And a fee and a tax is a fee is paid for specific goods and services. The legislature says there is no, these aren't taxes. These are just fees. There's fees for doing this. Come on. Bruce, welcome to KCNR Free Fire Radio. Bruce, you're on.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, maybe you could have Jim or Doug call in. There's an email drift around that Amazon.com, they didn't take that threat seriously about taxes. They just shut down all our California affiliates yesterday.
They did. You know, I was getting ready to get to that, too.
Oh, great. We'll jump off and let you get to it.
Okay, I'll get to that soon. But here's something else. And when they said Amazon.com and I think, what was the other? What is Amazon.com and Overstocked. Told thousands of California internet marketing affiliates they will stop paying commissions referrals. So guess what? They just pulled out of California. There you go. Let's keep swinging at that. And, okay, there's some other things we're going to be talking about. We got to take a break here. But let's just talk about, when we come back, you know, how happy they are that they passed this budget that's going to increase fees for everybody. But have you heard about Assembly Bill 114? Oh, you will. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
July 9th, the Cascade Theater will host the 2011 Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Candace Vaughn, North Valley Bank, Denise Jurgensen, Caltrans, Jennifer Kettles, U Topic, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, and Jake Easy, Power 94. Tickets are $20 and $25. On sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118 extension 202. 244-0118 extension 202. Join the fun Saturday, July 9th in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include B&T Satellite, Lulu's Restaurant, Redding Electric Utility, Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Marie Callender's, Westside Florist, Results Radio, Marshall's Florist, Redding Rancheria, and Anderson Florist and Gifts. Join us and cast your vote for this year's Shasta County Dancing with the Stars champion.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We have so many buttons that we just push them all right here sometimes. 7:25 in the morning, June the 30th, it's 62 degrees. We're going to get up in the 90s today. It's going to be a little humid because of all the water we've had. All right, let's talk about, you ready for something? You know, we've already said, okay, now they're forcing Amazon and Overstock.com out of the state. Because of the great work that the Democrats, and it is the Democrats, is what they've passed out there. Before I get to the next part, let's have just a moment of silence here. Cheetah Johnson, the weather lady, and a great personality, and just somebody that supported so many causes here in town, out of Channel 7, is leaving the town. She's going big time to Houston. I think it's like the 10th largest market. She's going from Redding to the 10th largest market in the United States. And she's going to be doing weather. But I understand also she may be doing news, too. So a big congratulations to Cheetah Johnson. You know, we know Cheetah, Linda and I do. And she has always been just, you know, she's the person you see doing the weather. She's smiling. She's happy. She does everything she can to help the community, and she is going to be sorely missed. And if we can, we'll try and have her on the show before she leaves. And she's going to be leaving in a couple of weeks. So, okay, let's get down to what this must have been so big or so bad because they brought it up literally in the last minute, emerged publicly less than an hour before lawmakers approved it. On a late evening Tuesday session. That means they didn't even get to see it. And they voted for it. Yeah, let's hear it for the Democrats. What it did, AB 114 blocked kindergarten through 12th grade districts from laying off teachers for the upcoming fiscal year. And one provisions requiring districts to ignore, for now, the prospect of a $1.75 billion trigger cut that would hit K through 12 districts. If the optimistic revenues, and everybody that has even looked at the revenues are saying that's optimistic, if not more. Now there's the states requiring districts to assume they will receive the same amount of money as the past fiscal year, which means they've got to maintain staffing, which means they can't lay off teachers. Now, how could something like this happen? It's because the California Teachers Association is a gorilla. It's the 600-pound gorilla, and they've got tremendous clout in the state budget negotiations. It's a multi-million-dollar player, my friends, in state political campaigns, and is widely expected to help the Democrats' efforts to raise taxes in November 2012. That's the Teachers Association. That's the Teachers Union. Not necessarily the teachers, of course, but this is the union. Now, districts are going to be under tremendous pressure to bring people back from layoffs. And as David Gordon, the Sacramento County Superintendent of Schools, says, how do you handle a mid-year cut? How do you handle that? Because it's going to happen. But they're saying they can't do it. Because I'll tell you how. A provision in the bill would make the state liable for a roughly $2.1 billion in retroactive school funding if voters reject or never get a chance to vote on such a measure. There you go. You're going to still pay for it, my friends. They've just handed the school to the teachers because they can't even use the fact, hey, we're going to have to lay off some people if you guys don't start giving a little bit on your negotiations. And they'll go, you can't lay us off. It's against law. It's a new bill. So there. So, what are you going to do?
Unbelievable.
You know, this is, Walt Hansen called the measure, he's the Natomas Unified Interim Superintendent, says the most irresponsible piece of legislation I've seen in 35 years of education. Thank you again, Democrats. Thank you again, Jerry Brown.
Thank you, union.
Thank you. Well, no, it was the Democrats. You know, they voted for it. I don't think the unions were holding a gun against their head. But it was the Democrats and Jerry Brown who put this in, AB-140. And this is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. And this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are higher in early morning trading as optimism over Greece's austerity plan puts the markets on track for a fourth straight day of gains. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up triple digits, up 110 points. New claims for jobless benefits were mostly unchanged last week. It's the latest evidence that the struggling economy isn't creating many jobs. Claims fell by just 1,000 to 428,000, falling short of expectations. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits has topped the 400,000 mark for 12 straight weeks, and economists say anything over 400,000 is not good. NASDAQ is considering making a bid for the London Stock Exchange. Fox Business has learned that merger talks between the two companies have not yet started, but could begin in the next few weeks. Yesterday, the Toronto Stock Exchange dropped its planned merger with the LSE. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
If you're thinking of investing your hard-earned money in the stock market, I have one word of advice for you. Stop! Wall Street lost over 45% of your money twice in the last decade, and they're about to do it again. An eye-opening free report reveals the secret Wall Street doesn't want you to know. How to grow your wealth safely every year and never lose a penny, even when the market crashes again. For a limited time, you can get this report free at bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your time-out location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Everywhere around the world. If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning, June the 30th. Linda's on assignment today. On the Spot with Linda Bott is tonight. Hey, and this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley provides dish satellite to our whole community, and probably most of the North State. 244-1988 is the number. Don't call the 800 number. It doesn't do you any good to call the 800 number because they're out of state. You want to do business with a local guy that's been in business since 1985. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. He supports this community. He is supporting the Women's Refuge and supports Dancing with the Stars. I mean, this is just the thing that Doug does. He is a member of our community, and those 800 numbers, my friends, aren't. You ever thought about that? Every time you call it, it doesn't ring right here in most of the time. But for B&T Satellite, call 244-1988. Okay, weather today is going to be, what, in the low 90s there, Bad Bomb?
Yeah, Carl, we're going to brush the 90-degree mark today. Tomorrow, though, we're heading for the triple digits. Overnight lows will be 60 tonight, but moving up over the next couple of days. Downright hot as we cross the 4th of July weekend. Right now, we've got about 61 degrees at our reporting
station. It's so hot and humid that Bad Bob's got a jungle growing in his shorts. That's how hot it is. Okay.
Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Great weekend up there. It's going to be cooler because you go up toward Shingletown. They're going to have great music. Give them a call at 474-5546. Make reservations up there. They have great chow. They have great music. You know, the ambiance and the people up there are very nice. All right, I have some sad news here. We've lost 3 more American soldiers in Iraq. That makes 15 this month for the month of June, my friends. The most since 2008. The most since 2008. And it looks like they were, it doesn't say exactly what happened. They said they were killed by enemy attack. And the Shiites militias seem to be stepping it up a little bit as we withdraw from Iraq. And part of it may be because we've got less forces there and we're not patrolling like we used to, but there's fewer than 50,000 troops there. Now, we had 160,000 at the height of the war when we took it back and we won. Anyway, 15 have been killed in June, 14 of them in hostile incidents. One was killed, I believe, in a rollover of a vehicle. In June 2008, 23 soldiers and Marines were killed. So that was 3 years ago. So things had quieted down so much. And I know they had. You know, talking to people who had been deployed over there, it was nothing going on. So as we get closer pulling out, and people are jockeying for position to say who has the most power and all that. So I'll put this in our blog today, along with some other things of maybe Mel Gibson, and a few other things there. But just a moment to think about as we go into our 4th of July weekend and where we declare our, you know, where we declared our independence and people stood up for our country and stood up for what we believed in and stood up to protect the rest of America, and that we lost 3 more of our warriors in combat that were doing that well over 200 years later. And we still have people on the walls fighting. But I guess if you have something that's worth it, the democracy and the freedoms that we enjoy in this country, even the point that sometimes you look at them and say, you know, we keep getting these liberties pulled apart. We keep getting these liberties picked away at. We keep doing things that weaken our country, and we can't figure out why that is. Why is it that the California, with like the eighth largest economy in the world, can't live on what we make here? Why do we have to raise tax? Why do we have to cut the spending for the building of a veteran's home? A veteran's home. It's not like there's 100 veterans' homes in this state. And they're trying to build 5 new ones because of the number of veterans we have, the World War II, the Korea, the Vietnam veterans that are reaching that age that are going to need help. And yet, we can't put together enough money to push through the completion of a veterans home. And yet, we guarantee paying $2.1 billion on a bill that makes no sense except to pay back a union? The liberties just to go out and buy a box of ammunition, of 22 ammunition, to teach your grandchild how to shoot and have to give your thumbprint? Well, you know, you don't have to do that to go buy, you know, to buy medicinal marijuana. There's a liberty there. You can bring in a crumpled up piece of paper. You say, hey, here I am. And yet, more and more, you know, when you turn around, oh, no, you can't vote on this. Oh, you have to vote on this. Here, oh, no, we're going to take this away from you. Well, what about this? Why is trillions of dollars given to big businesses that we have no idea where it went to? Yes, and that's both sides. Both sides. Trillions of dollars that went to big business, we have no idea where it went to. And yet you turn around and you tell somebody, if you live out in the Cal Fire District, we're going to charge you another $150 a year. Because you know what? We just can't live on what we make here. Because we're too busy giving out grants to illegals in the university system. So, students, when they raise your tuition, you might want to ask your representatives why they did that. Got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:41 in the morning on June the 30th, and there are things going on that we're going to get to when we get back. How about Tehama takes a stand against marijuana? This is Free Fire Radio.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bed.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have surprises. The chat room will be open, and we'll be there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Sweet dreams are made of this. 7:45 in the morning on June the 30th. Welcome back. Linda's on assignment today. She's got On the Spot with Linda Bott. She's got Cars is going to be on tonight. She's got theater. She's got giveaways. She's got music. She's got it all in there. You know, it's just all entertainment. There's nothing really too much of a hassle there to be on. And the number of people that are listening on this, I thought it would be like all women, but it's a lot of guys that listen too. All right, let's talk about Tehama County. It looks like over in Red Bluff that they will not have any pot dispensaries there. Nema, as they say in Croatia. Some 18 months after it held its first study session, the board of supervisors voted unanimously this week to ban the shops in the unincorporated area of the county. And it goes into effect 30 days from Tuesday's adoption. The second draft stopped short of a ban when it talks about a couple of ordinances. They said the number of dispensaries, but they limited the number of dispensaries to one. And required a licensed medical professional be on site at all time. So, what it is, it's a ban. They did a ban on medical marijuana in Tehama County. Well, what do you think about that, Bad Bob?
Well, and probably safer to drive down there than it is up here.
Well, I don't know.
I want to hit the road right after, you know, Barney gets out of the shop after taking his medicine and decides to hit the highway, you know.
Well, there's no difference between that and somebody leaving from one of our bars around here.
Well,
is there a difference?
It adds to the number of people out there.
Okay.
Same with prescription meds.
Okay. I'll go along with that. But you get into these things where, you know, when people say, well, you know, you smoke marijuana, you know, and, you know, nothing happens. Well, that's not true. There's proven facts that, people get in wrecks, drive slow, other people run into them, or they just run into things, or they're trying to open up a Twinkie and eat it, and they crash into a wall. You know, those kind of things. But so there is, and you're right in that sense. Anytime we have anytime that you're on any type of substance that alters your behavior, and we legalize it. I mean, that's kind of funny. I mean, we do that. Well, it's just something else to stick in there. I mean, does it mean that there'll be less people drinking? I don't think so. Will there be less people on meds?
We just put another bullet in a Russian roulette gun.
You know, I guess that's it. When people say, well, what's wrong with legalizing marijuana? Nobody's forcing you to use it. And do I know people that use medicinal marijuana and they use it the way it's supposed to be used? Absolutely. Those same people I've seen other times will just be completely abusing that drug, even though they've used it before for good reasons. I think of one or two people right now. That when you walk around them, you get this slight aroma of medicine. Yeah. All right. Now, there's another law that appears to have been passed by the Sacramento legislature. And I missed this one. Some 3 million public and private school students in California will have to prove they've had a booster vaccination against whooping cough to attend grade 7 through 12 this fall. How do you like that? You have got to have your kids inoculated. You have to if they're going to attend school. And they said that this comes after a 2010 spike in whooping cough cases in California, which killed 10 infants. And in all, 9,100 infections were reported, for the most in the state in 63 years. Do you think this has anything to do with the illegals coming across the border? Come on, tell me the truth. What do you think? Do you think it's because the illegals are here? We've had diseases all of a sudden showing up in the last 4 or 5 years that we thought we had eradicated.
With the
dengue
influx.
Fever? Where the hell does dengue fever come from? It doesn't come from, it hasn't been here before.
Yeah. Came in on a boat or other.
A plane? Somebody's infected and all that. Yeah, that's what happens.
In Florida,
But here's the thing, you know, when you start telling people they have to be inoculated like this, what about the parents' rights? You're talking about that, yes, it's terrible that 10 children died, infants died because of this. So what you've done is you've effectively said that every child in the school system that's going to be in the school system will be inoculated, or they don't go to school. I'm sure there must be a reservation in here again, if, you know, for religious purposes.
And what if we get a bad batch of vaccine out there? Well, that happened to me in boot camp.
Is that what happened?
Well, one of many things.
Did you sue? Oh, you couldn't sue.
Couldn't sue. Oh, yeah. The whole platoon was down for about a week when we got a bad batch of, I think it was tetanus vaccine.
Well, you know, we got a bad goat one time that put a lot of us down and all that. You know, we just kind of like had out in the desert there, and it was, I don't know who cooked that one up. But, okay. Well, you know, but here it is. You know, look at these bills that the Democrats have passed here. Yes, it's the Democrats. It can be some Republicans, but it is for sure most of the Democrats have done this. And people are telling me, why are you whacking the Democrats? Because they're in power. They've been in power. You know, when people say, well, they've had governors, they've had Republican governors, you know, Schwarzenegger and I don't know, Republican. Okay, that can be debated. You had Schwarzenegger and you had others. But you've had Democratic assembly and a Senate. What are you going to do about that? I mean, they're the ones that bring it up. Laws and bills and ideas that never got out of committee because the Dems wouldn't let it happen. Do you think the Democrats will ever let anything out of committee about, like, E-Verify? Or, hey, let's shut the borders down. Or let's start checking and, you know, who should be here. And what about people that have been arrested? And how about doing away, you know, that are here illegally? And what about doing away with sanctuary cities? Do you think any of these will ever see the light of day, my friends? And I mean, I'm not being, you know, the head of the Democratic Party is coming in here next week again. You know, we want to have him on, you know, as much as possible. You know, tell us what's going on with the Democratic Party. You know, these things like this, is this what we want for our state? Is this the direction we want to go in our state? I mean, obviously it is, because they just keep getting voted in. And the same thing keeps happening. We're more and more in debt. And so now when we're cutting back, okay, we've got to cut back schools. Oh, no, you don't. They just passed a bill to make sure that didn't happen for the school teachers. The teachers, not the students. Carl Lindebott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio at 7:52 in the morning on June the 30th.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Shasta Women's Refuge. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Shasta Women's Refuge. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Heat up your chances to win and head down to Wind River Casino's Heat Wave Slot Tournament on Friday, July 8th at 6 o'clock. $5,000 guaranteed. Top 20 wins cash and prizes. $25 to buy in or just $40 for two people. Rebuys $25. Plus 10 winners win $100 in cash. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy in now at the River Club. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Don't miss the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards every Saturday night in the music room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Villona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the Summer Music Series at Anselmo Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Smile, though your heart is aching.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen, wishing you a happy Independence Day and reminding everyone to be especially careful during the 4th of July celebration. Hot summer months in the North State mean a greater danger of wildfires. Please remember to check with your local fire department before purchasing or using any fireworks. Illegal fireworks are a serious safety concern for everyone. On behalf of the local fire departments in the 2nd Assembly District, this is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen wishing you and your family a fun and safe 4th of July.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Remember we lost my mind? Yeah, every time I open the paper up, every time I get something from my many listener friends that tell me, oh, look, have you seen this? Have you seen that? So, what can I say? Let me see what else I have here that I haven't just touched on. Oh. It looks like they would give, you want some good news? Are you ready for some good news,
please,
my friends? It looks like they're going to delay the cap and trade. California regulators on Wednesday said they'd give power plants, refineries, and other major polluters another year to comply with a new state program that provides financial incentives to emit fewer greenhouse gases. Mary Nichols, chairwoman of the Air Resources Board, said, that the government is giving California's major polluters until 2013 to comply with its cap-and-trade program. This, of course, would not affect the stringency of the program and will keep us on track to still meet the 2020 target required by AB 32. Most polluters previously would have been cutting emissions under the program in 2012. So that's good news. You know what? That isn't a good news. That is good news because it puts it off for a year because there was just going to be, the spending of untold billions on that one in the cap and trade. That's still going to hit us.
Yeah. Just wanted to let you know, Dick Fighton called, but his cell phone connection was so choppy, he's going to try later. And I could barely understand what he was trying to say. So just letting you know he was calling. I'm not sure what his topic was.
All right. Well, I have a topic when it comes to things like Ducks Unlimited and things that are going on is I still have 40 tickets left, my friends, for the rifle raffle for the refuge. That's right. I have 40 tickets left for the rifle raffle for the refuge. And anybody that would like to buy one of these tickets for $10, just $10, for a Remington Game Master auto-loading 308 carbine model with a synthetic stock. It's already drilled for a scope. You know what? People that have seen this rifle like this rifle.
I am bummed that I'm ineligible both morally and legally to participate because I'd love that.
Why morally?
Because it should be for one of our fans, not for somebody who is directly connected here because we want to keep this straight.
That's true.
Up.
That's true. You know, that is true.
It still bums me out.
It bums you out because it's a great rifle. But I still have 40 tickets left. So if you want to buy a ticket, you just come on down here or you give me a call. And if you've got a group of people that would like to buy a ticket or tickets, I've been known just to deliver them at places. And it's all for the Women's Refuge. All for the Women's Refuge. Okay. Our guest in the next hour is going to be Richard Green, Dick Green, who is well-known around town. He's done so many things. He's the Chamber of Commerce. I've been honored by the Chamber of Commerce this year. I think you're going to really enjoy having him on. He's got so many things that he's done and that he is responsible for. Now, when we talked about, just one more time, is that the web retailers under this new California sales tax, that law is expected to raise more than $200 million in new revenue by requiring online retailers to charge sales tax for California customers. And it says it's also designed to level the playing field between brick-and-mortar retailers who've been collecting sales tax all along and out-of-state internet merchants. And they only have to do it as if you've got stores here or affiliates. And, of course, you know these guys, Amazon and Overstock and others, are fighting it. Overstock believes we will not be subject to the obligations. They don't have any companies here. And one of the people that pushed this through, a lady Assemblywoman Nancy Skinner, that they will still collect the tax even if they cut off their affiliates. And we hope that Amazon and Overstock rethink these bullying tactics, said Skinner, Democrat from Berkeley. We got to take a break here. A Democrat from Berkeley talking about bullying tactics. I love it. All right, we're going to take a break for the news. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
You're not only one of the longest serving secretaries of defense in American history, but it is also clear that you've been one of the best.
President Obama saying goodbye to Robert Gates and honoring him on his last day on the job at the Pentagon, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
After serving eight presidents, Robert Gates can finally say this.
Well, Becky, we're really going home this time.
With full military honors, the president saw off Gates on the parade ground of the Pentagon. Gates having overseen military operations in Iraq, Afghanistan, the bin Laden raid, and humanitarian missions, always with an eye towards protecting the troops.
Bob, this may be your greatest legacy of all. The lives you saved and the confidence you gave our men and women in battle.
In a surprise move, Gates was bestowed the Medal of Freedom from the president. Dave?
Mike, instead of taking a break next week,
the Senate will reconvene on Tuesday, day after the 4th.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more on that live in Washington.
Yeah, you heard Democratic leader Harry Reid make the call as debate rages on over how to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its bills.
We will not be able to raise the debt ceiling and get our fiscal house in order unless both sides give.
New York Democrat Chuck Schumer says there's plenty of room to eliminate waste in both taxes and spending to allow both sides to compromise, but Republicans still oppose ending any federal tax subsidy, calling that a de facto tax hike, Dave.
Now, Rich, the clock is ticking in Minnesota. If there's no budget deal by midnight, state government shuts down. Thousands of workers told to stay home.
There's nothing really I can do except just wait and see.
Essential services like state police and emergency response would not be affected. Another levees failed to hold back the Missouri River. This breach near Percival, Iowa, though it's only expected to flood previously evacuated areas. On Wall Street, the Dow is surging a fourth day in a row, up 137 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that gas prices have a tendency to drive you crazy. Us too. So right now, we'd like to do something a little bit crazy for you. When you visit AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can enter to win $250 in free gas. And while you're there, check out the big 9 tips that we've created to help you maximize your mileage. Free gas giveaway. Now that's crazy. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 11:59 p.m. August 17, 2011.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Casey Anthony's defense is calling its final witnesses today, the defendant apparently not among them as her murder trial winds down. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live outside the court in Orlando.
Dave, one of the last defense witnesses is Crystal Holloway, the woman who George Anthony, Casey's father, denies having an affair with. She says George told her little Kaylee's death was an accident, but prosecutors didn't believe her.
I never said that he said anything else other than what he said.
Other than he believed it was an accident that snowballed out of control and she tried to cover it up. That's all he said.
That's not what he said. He said it was an accident that snowballed out of control.
George Anthony says she told him she had a brain tumor and the supposed affair visits to her house were him visiting a sick woman, Dave.
Evan, also in Florida, 2 people are dead, 10 wounded after a nightclub shooting early this morning that started when a man pulled a gun on another man. A private security guard saw it,
drew his weapon, and ordered the gunman to put his weapon away. That gunman refused, and shots were fired.
Broward County Sheriff spokeswoman Danny Moschella.
The 2 people who died were the two men involved in that initial argument.
A Nigerian man's in custody in L.A. after somehow getting on a flight at JFK Airport.
The Nigerian went through security at JFK International Airport without a valid boarding pass or ID. Flight attendants on board the Virgin Atlantic airplane discovered the extra passenger on their way to Los Angeles. The Transportation Security Administration says Olajide Nwebe was screened before he boarded the flight, but they did not say how he managed to slip through security or whether he may have any ties to terrorism. In New York, Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
There was also an unwelcome stowaway on an Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Anchorage. A scorpion that stung a passenger. Medics met the plane when it landed. He's okay. The apologetic airline has offered him a free round-trip ticket. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05, June the 30th, and we are talking about getting up to about 92 today. Is that right, Bad Bob?
Absolutely. 90, right around 90 degrees today, 90, 92, depending on where you're at. Tomorrow, though, heading straight up for the triple digits and fairly humid conditions. Overnight lows will remain in the 60s for the next few days. And right now at our reporting station out there at the Reading Airport, even though nobody lives there, 64 degrees, weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards, they always have music on the weekends. Their number is 474-5546. You need reservations if you're going out there on music nights, and I believe that's Saturday night. And the they're always filled because people come in, have a great dinner, and they stay. There's no big thing about turning tables over. Oh, you've only got an hour. No. You go up there, you buy dinner, you listen to the music, and you just have a great time. And it's going to be cooler up there because it's near Shingletown. It's like 12 miles towards Shingletown out of Palo Cedro. All right. You know, something we want to talk about before we introduce our guest is that just because you back up your computer on on another drive, a mirrored drive, doesn't necessarily mean that you're safe.
Well, you know, I consider myself reasonably tech savvy. We have a tech show, and I had gotten a couple of these.
Wait a minute. Let me clarify that. I believe I'm, you know, relatively marriage savvy because I'm married. You know, that kind of reasoning, you're going to have to get better than that. But how about this, is that we know you and that you are very technically sound, but don't be using that one.
Well, I believe the brochure, and there's a product out there called the, it's a backup drive made by Netgear. And you were able to set it up, and it put two drives in it, and they would copy each other. Well, what they failed to mention is two things. First of all, if there's a file system problem, both drives suddenly become inaccessible, and there is no recovery. Now, I'm not a big fan of what they call the cloud, putting your information out there, but there are some services that put a copy on your computer, and then there's a copy on a server in another location. So that gives you a little more backup. There's no absolutely bulletproof system, but it happened to me, and unfortunately for a client's radio show that I produce, I lost 2 months worth of programs that have to be redone from scratch, and it was a big owie.
Oh, so you're not going to charge them this week, huh?
No.
Well, you know, the thing about that is when you start talking about a cloud, I picture a cloud. A cloud to me is a cloud. It's, you know, fluffy. It could be white or dark. How do you put things in a cloud?
Well, the idea, the whole
when
idea.
That, when did that term come?
It was a HP, president of HP basically came up with that term a few years ago during a conference. And essentially what it is that a cloud in the sky, everybody can see it, and your data is available. Now you have the key to unlock that access. But it makes it easy in the case of the service that I use. If I need to send a big honking file, you know how hard it is to send a large email file. And with this service, you just send them a link, and you can then send very, very large files that way. What this service does is that you keep a copy on your local computer, which I'm much better with than, say, Apple's new iCloud service, where everything is out there, and all you have is just nothing on your local service. So if they crash, you're kind of out of luck. This service will allow me to store a fair amount of data out there and also have a copy of my computer so that the backup is in a safe place. So
when I send things to people I really want them to read, I fold them several times. I put
and
it in an
yes,
envelope, and I add extra stamps to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course big, it's hard, big reel it's hard, to reel tapes.
It's hard to keep the last, you know, 150 shows in, that, in the envelope, too. So, okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to introduce our guest. Mr. Richard Green, who is the Chamber of Commerce, Reading Chamber of Commerce, Citizen of the Year. Plus, this man has been a major player in Reading. And we want you to meet him. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 8:10 in the morning on June the 30th, the last day of June. Stand by for the heat. It's starting to arrive tomorrow.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant. Or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 8:13 in the morning on June the 30th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Joseph Leia of Advantage Eye Care, optometrist extraordinaire. He does our eyes. We have him check our eyes. And that's why, you know, that's why we can talk about him. That's why we can talk about him in a live mention like this, that we bring him up and his service. We trust Dr. Joseph Leia. He's been in Reading for 20 years. He's got an on-site lab. We see how he works. We see how professional his staff is. He can take care of the whole family. He can work with you if you've got insurance problems. Why don't you give him a call? He will work with you. He's got glasses for the whole family. And like I said, an on-site lab. So he can do just about anything. And he gives great advice. And he does a lot for this community. That's Dr. Joseph Lea, Advantage Eye Care at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call at 223-2325. Okay, and for people in the chat room, and I'm talking about mail, I wouldn't know about Pony Express, but thank you so much for that. And I'd like to introduce our guest today, Mr. Richard Green, who is the was the Reading Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year. And welcome aboard here.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know what? One of our friends sent us an email and says, you know, this is quite the guy. You need to talk to him.
Who's that friend?
Oh, well, it could be Dr. Trudy.
So, oh, yes, my good neighbor.
Yeah, anyway, and Dr. Trudy Pratt, who's got a show on Saturdays here. But she said, you know, and it was just a one-liner. She said, you know, you need to take a look at Richard Green and see what he's done for our community. And you have. You've been with us in Reading for, what, over 47 years?
1964, yes.
So, and where did you come from?
Moved here from Klamath Falls. Our company had owned the television station there, bought then KVIP from George Flaherty and Carl McConnell.
Okay. So you came down to take over AKRCR.
Yeah, change the name to KRCR.
Okay. Right. And what was it before?
KVIP.
KVIP. KVIP.
Yep.
So why did you know? So when you came down, you were the manager there for almost 27 years.
Yeah.
TV.
64 to 91.
Okay. TV in the North State. Can you talk just a little bit about that? What you saw and then how it kind of changed?
Well, I don't know if you were around at that point. Reading was an extremely small town then, probably 12,000, 13,000 people. So, and the market was spread from Siskiyou County to the north to Yuba City on the south. And to cover that territory, we, of course, went up on Shasta Valley Mountain and did our broadcasting from there. It was very rudimentary then, no question. Let me back up even to the start of television when I came into it, which is 1956. Kind of ironic, I kind of backed into it. I was just graduated from Oregon State University and interviewed with General Electric. Mind you, I had been in the service for 4 years, gone through 4 years of college, getting along in age, had all that money, all that years invested, and GE was so kind, they offered me $125 a month, providing I'd go to Rochester and provided I'd go back and get an engineering degree. I wasn't about to do that, so I walked across the hall to a television company called Small and Family that just opened a station in Eureka and in Medford, Oregon. And they offered me a job at $325 a month. I didn't know anything about television, and actually television was new at that stage. Everything we learned was from, right, like you have right here, radio. I went to Eureka, then transferred to Klamath Falls, Oregon as station manager, and then at 61 and 64 are down here. Just looking around your room, Klamath Falls was probably one of the experiences. I see your nice acoustic tile. On those days, we used egg crates for cushioning.
Well, so, you know what?
And it worked.
Yeah, funny story about that, because somebody did bring in like 400 egg crates, yeah. And I said, you know, we're not ready for that yet, okay?
But it did work.
It does work.
And as we talked about earlier, the lights were, they'd kill you if you bring a guest in to be on television to create big, big lights with. I don't know how many power they had, but they just literally belted you. Cameras were huge, like pushing a truck around. Black and white.
Everything was live?
Everything was live. You didn't do anything that was live. There was which meant a 7-day-a-week job.
So any exciting things ever happened with Channel 7 back in the days of live TV that you didn't plan on? And this isn't a fair – I'm just throwing this question out because, you know, this is always interested me. You know, live TV, it's like radio. I mean – what you hear is, you know, unless it's something really terrible, you're going to hear it. And whatever happens, that's a train wreck, we're going for it.
Television, it's almost even worse. You're sitting there, and it's usually one operator and one talent. That's it. Something goes wrong, the operator goes out, which happened to me. He had to take a little potty break. My break happened to come up at the same time, so here I am, hung on camera. All you can do is get up and walk away and go to dead air, but that was it. In Klamath Falls, even, it was a little side trick there. That was in the old Oregon Tech campus. It was a military barracks at one time. And transmitter and all the work was done from up on the mountain, and the studio was halfway down the hill. If it came time to change shifts, because we had one truck, two people, you'd shut the station down for 10 minutes while he ran up the hill and got the thing going, and come back, play music during that time, homemaker's break. And then
homemaker's break.
And then you do, only thing you do from the studio from that point on were slides, and everything else was done from up above. It changed so drastically in so many ways. From the bad side, the government, and I know you go through the same thing, the paperwork and the responsibility that the government places on you for report after report after report, and don't pay any attention to it.
We keep we have files here that are just loaded.
Things we put in
monthly, weekly, and it just stays there. But I mean, but we've got it all. Yeah. You know, to show this is what we're doing for the community. This is what we're set up to do, and all that. Yeah, you're very familiar with that.
Well, and I can say after all the years I put in, only once did anybody ever come to look at them. Once.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Anyway, at television, and I think in those days was a lot more fun too. You could interact a lot better. You didn't have the canned stuff that comes through now so often in radio and television. The programming, I think, was a lot more family-oriented. You didn't mind your children watching the 7 o'clock shows because they weren't off base. I think the incident I remember was Bus Stop, if you remember that show.
Yeah.
When the gals, when her dress flew up, well, my phones, they rung up for hour upon hour. How would we ever put something like that on the air? Now, my gosh, look at what's happening.
Okay, let's take a break here because I want to come back and talk to you a little bit about that. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. This is KCNR. Our guest is Dick Green, and we're talking about, he's the Chamber of Commerce, Reading Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year. But what we're talking about is early TV right here in Reading, California. And we're going to be talking more about that, and we're going to be talking about the other events there in Mr. Green's life. But it's when you have a chance to hear history and to hear something that's had such a huge impact on us from the man himself who did it, you can't miss this. This is Free Fire Radio.
July 9th, the Cascade Theater will host the 2011 Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Candace Vaughn, North Valley Bank, Denise Jurgensen, Caltrans, Jennifer Kettles, You Topic, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, and Jake Easy, Power 94. Tickets are $20 and $25. On sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118 extension 202. 244-0118 extension 202. Join the fun Saturday, July 9th in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include B&T Satellite, Lulu's Restaurant, Reading Electric Utility, Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Marie Callender's, Westside Florist, Results Radio, Marshall's Florist, Reading Rancheria, and Anderson Florist and Gifts. Join us and cast your vote for this year's Shasta County Dancing with the Stars champion.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being and how you function throughout your day. When you purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Creason's Mattress Gallery, you'll wake up every morning relaxed, refreshed, and ready to take on your day. No more tossing and turning, all because Natura and Mother Nature have mastered the art of combining comfort and durability by bringing together latex, wool, and cotton to give you a great night's sleep every night. I should know, I've been sleeping on my Natura mattress for over a year now. And at Creason's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. See Steve at Creason's Mattress Gallery and let him show you the mattress that will give you blissful sleep night after night for years to come. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery or free bed frame, and always free haul away of your old mattress. Adjustable beds, conventional latex beds, and chemical-free organic beds, Natura mattresses, only at your locally owned Creason's Mattress Gallery. Reading's exclusive Natura mattress dealer, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture Store.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you're looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 with Carl Linda Bott, 8:25 in the morning, June the 30th. Linda's on assignment. On the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Great guest, great giveaway she has. We're now talking theater, music. And she always gives away gift certificates to the Mount Shasta Mall, which is worth $25. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew on 2143 Hilltop Drive is, one of the places that you have to visit. Espresso Joe's has got not only coffee, great coffee, and any type of coffee-making device you could possibly want. They have ice drinks, smoothies. They have those ones that ice coffee and things they call them, whatever those names are. And they also have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Joe and Shelley do so much for this community. So much for this community. And for the veterans and for people that if there's a fundraiser, they're offering up room there. They're offering up time. I've seen them give a birthday party for a little girl whose family had a fire. And without even knowing this family, they hosted them for a birthday party for that little girl. What can you say about that? They give discounts to veterans. This is Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Dick Green, who is the Reading Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year, but he's also what I'm talking to him about for these segments is his time in TV. He was with Channel 7, with KRCR, before it was KRCR. And we were talking about how the live TV and local programming. That's what I'd like to talk about now. Back when you were in the business, it was mostly local programming, wasn't it?
At least during the weekends and sometime in the afternoons. So we were talking about just brings back old memories of Uncle Bill's show, Kid Show,
Sheriff
Half
Bill,
Hour,
yeah.
Sheriff Bill, Bill Winters, great talent. That was a daily show. We put on Western bands over the years, homemaker shows, homemaking tips. Dee Domke, I think, as many of your guests will remember. So for many years with the KVIP and KRCR, had all kinds of local shows, on fashion shows, etc. Those type of things that made it local in Reading. As we were talking about how things have shifted to more everything's either a canned or syndicated nowadays. And if you watch one station or listen to one radio station, you could get the same thing anywhere across America. And as you asked the question during the break, what's the future? The future of local television is going to be local programming. You can go on the Internet now and get all the same shows that they're doing at night on television, national television. There's no end to it. I think the same thing with radio. I think it's being streamed everywhere now. So it has to be a local way. Local news is so important. That's your image. That's the whole thing.
Absolutely. And, KIXE, Channel 9,
right?
The new general manager over there has come on several times on the show. And what he has said is local programming. You know, they've got to get back to that. You've got to get to something that the people see that they can identify with, and not just something, as you've just said, that it's national, it's syndicated, and it's not something really that you say, oh, okay, that's nice, but that's not what's going on here.
Give your residents skin in the game when it comes to your programming, basically.
I believe that.
That's not to say that, you know, the dramas and the idols and all, they're good shows, but you need a different mix, too.
You know, absolutely. You know, that's why, you know, and I'm not just saying this because people know that we've got a lot of local programming on the weekends. And that was purposely done like that because we believe it should be a community radio station, you know, for the community. And I think that there's room in here for a TV station that does that.
Yeah.
I think people would be surprised how much support you would get with local programming, with, you know, with the cooking show, with the, you know, maybe it is a music show.
It sounds old hat, but you're right. That's correct.
Yeah, never people would do that before. And how about Bad Bob with the kids every Saturday morning? You know, come here.
Never work with children and animals. Well, I believe in that. Yeah.
Well, you've already broken that one when you came to work in this studio. Okay. All right. How much time we got here? About 30
seconds. We're coming
seconds?
Up on 30 seconds.
Okay. Our guest is Mr. Richard Green, who is the Reading Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year, a broadcast pioneer. I mean, you can really say that about Mr. Green. We've been talking about TV and local TV. We're going to come back and talk about a few other things, including the things that he has seen in Reading since he's been here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Husso. It's the highest honor a U.S. civilian can get. President Obama awarding outgoing Defense Secretary Robert Gates the Medal of Freedom.
Our nation is at war, and to know Bob is to know his profound sense of duty.
Gates saluting America's men and women in uniform.
I will think of these young warriors, the ones who fought, the ones who keep on fighting, the ones who never made it back. Till the end of my days.
Gates being replaced by CIA Director Leon Panetta. A wildfire burning near the Los Alamos nuclear weapons lab in New Mexico could become the largest fire in state history.
90,000 acres burned so far. That could double depending on those winds. The town of Los Alamos was evacuated on Monday. 12,000 people displaced. The lab has been shut down as well.
Fox's Dan Springer, the fire only 3% contained. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $140 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $10,000 guarantee High Stakes Bounty Tournament, Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This High Stakes Bounty Tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast, so reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Late registration available for the first three rounds. Prize pool based on participants. Stay in comfort at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call 1-800-HILTONS for a discounted rate. Book by July 1st. It's better on the river.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bot, 8:35 in the morning on June the 30th. You know what? It's what a great day. You know, it's going to get up to like 90 degrees, and then this weekend is going to be a hammer. We're talking triple digits. There's going to be music, though. You know, you've got music tonight. And tomorrow night, Homeland. It's got just, it's going to be at the Cascade Theater. It's going to be a veritable treasure of patriotic songs. They're going to have readings, patriotic readings. They're going to have orchestra, choirs, and we've got two tickets. That's right, two tickets for Cascade Theater for Friday, July 1st at 7 p.m., and this is for Homeland. And I guarantee you, there won't be a dry eye in the house after you finish watching this. There'll be, you know, it's music, it's patriotism, it's everything that you expect for a 4th of July. So give me a call at 605-4567. The first person to call at 605-4567 gets a pair of tickets for tomorrow, Homeland, Cascade Theater. All right. Hey, our guest is Mr. Richard Green. You know what? I'm just having a great time here, sir. And I just want you to know.
If I meander too much, just let me know.
No. Hey, you've listened to the show. You know that can't happen. All right. We have attention deficit disorder.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, somebody says something. Oh, let's head that direction. Mr. Green, besides just being a broadcast pioneer, we've been talking about TV here. And, you know, he started back in TV in, I think, 1956 is what you said.
Correct, yeah.
And then retired from here in 1991 after going from KVIP. Is it KVIP?
Which sounds called Letters Are Now Local Radio Station.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And went to KRCR, changed to KRCR. And plus, what has precipitated him coming on, of course, is that he is the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year. So that means he's done so many other things for our community. But I want to talk a little bit more. You, Mike Mangus, who is a fixture.
He is, really.
He is a fixture. And you know what? We've had him on the show a couple of times. What a nice guy.
There's nobody nicer than Mike Mangus.
And you hired him.
Yep.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Mike was at Chico State, and I wanted a news stringer down there to cover what they could cover in Chico for us. Mike did that for, I think, 2 years at least, if not more. My memory slips on that. I think every week I'd get a call from him, Mr. Green, I want to come to Reading. I want to do sports. He finally convinced me after 2 or 3 years that, yeah, we've got an opening. Come on, put news. And from that point on, it's history. He became Mr. Sportsman for this community. And I don't think there was a team that didn't adore him. Everything he did, he covered well. And he just didn't cover his favorite sports. He covered minor sports and everything else. And you can see today when he's reporting that it's not just reading the news for him. He's involved in it. His heart is in sports.
Yeah, it is. But he's involved in this community also. You know,
exactly.
You know, we were talking a little bit about during the break about Cheetah leaving, and of course it's a huge.
Yeah, it is a big
step
deal.
And something that she obviously deserves for Cheetah to head to Houston. I mean a large market. But, you know, people, personalities that are on, you know, Channel 7, like Cheetah and Mike and Jennifer, and, you know, I mean, just, you know, the whole group, you know, our weather, the weather, the whole weather group there is, it's just part of our community. And so when one leaves, it's like a member of the family
right. Is
leaving.
That's what you hope, that they've entrenched themselves at that point.
Yeah.
You're a family member and you're gone. I miss you.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but at the same time, as I mentioned to you, I used to take pride in taking a raw talent and, with the help of the staff, bring these people along, and 3 or 4 years they can jump into a larger market. We've had some that have gone directly to San Francisco, some to Louisiana, some to Seattle. It makes you feel proud that you can get them to that stage.
Yeah, I mean, it's that kind of thing. What we would really love is for some of our shows to go syndicated.
Yeah.
Because we've got some really good people out here.
Exactly.
And if we could get them into a syndication of some kind where, where they're being heard in other markets, because they have a national audience. They could have, and it could be, and I'm not talking about politics, but we have one that could take that step. Has been offered a number of little things going on with Alana Burke, but I'm talking about our health and fitness, shows. We're talking about, talking about the environment. All these could go out.
There's an awful lot of good talent in this town. I don't think people realize, haven't stopped to think. But you're discovering it. I know.
Oh, we're just so happy with what we have. And so developing talent is something that is also just as part of your job. It may not be written, but it's there.
Well, it is, and it's so important that in a small market to start there, because they get to do everything, not only just sweep the floors and be on camera, but they get to announce, they get to write, they get to do every script, everything. They've got a good gamut of talent by the time they leave here that other stations never get the opportunity to do. You go in as an announcer, that's all you do. You never get the opportunity to see if you can develop scripts or you can develop some kind of a program.
Yeah, you're really restricted because they've got what they're doing. You've got your 3 minutes. Don't go over.
We've all heard the stories of, no, you can't move that camera until the grip comes along, picks up the cable for you, and moves it, this kind of stuff. And you cannot do that and really learn what television is all about.
Mr. Green, I have a question. Do you think that the proliferation of basically consumer-grade broadcast equipment that is the equal of anything that used to be in the studios, and the rise of a citizen journalist through YouTube and other things, do you think that is a good thing or a bad thing? Do you think it's maybe breaking the major network corporations out of their rut? I know there's a lot of junk out there.
There is, but at the same time, the tools we have now, we can do so much more with. As I said, you couldn't take the big old studio camera out and do anything with it. You had to take, as we discussed before, either a 16mm, we even tried 8mm, to see if we could get lighter equipment into the hands of the news people. We started out for years, we did 16mm film. Well, that's great, except you got to bring it back in, you got to develop it, you got to edit it, and get it on the air. Well, that takes a newsman 2 or 3 hours to do one story at the minimum.
Well, we got to take a break here. But if you've got some of your phones you're holding in your hand has got an HD camera in it,
right.
If I understand right.
Yeah.
They can take better. They can take better video with their telephone than you've got available in some studios now.
By far, and that's opened up the whole world of news, as you see every day that. Somebody was on the scene, took the picture of it there. Yeah. Some of it pretty rough, but it's news. It's it.
Absolutely.
You can see it.
Okay. All right, got to take a break here. Our guest, Mr. Richard Green, the Shasta Greater Chamber of Commerce, Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. I'll get it right. I can read sometimes. is the Citizen of the Year. But we're talking about his time in TV, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about what he's seen in Reading and what the other things he has been involved in. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:42 in the morning on June the 30th. It's 64 degrees. Join us after these messages.
Get away from the pain.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:46 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. DC, Tim, and a man in black give discounts to veterans. They give great haircuts, not styling. They just give haircuts. Shave around your ears, shave around your neck. You can't ask for more than that. Good conversation, and it's man's last stronghold. Though I have seen women and children in there, and they're treated, of course, very respectably, and the kids like those haircuts. What kind of cut is that? That's a boy cut. Oh, boy cut. You know, I didn't realize there were such things. Anyway, that's Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Our guest, Mr. Richard Green, who is the Reading Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year, also a pioneer in TV right here in town. We were talking about his, you know, about his work at KRCR Channel 7 for 27 years. We talked about the people there and how, you know, how his job's moving on, how it was Mangus and, you know, you got Cheetah moving on, but you still got, you know, you got Mike Kruger there that's been running the weather a long time, and it just does a great job. He's out in the community all the time, too, so you just miss people as they move on. Other things, sir, that you've been involved in since then. I mean, when I asked you, I said, well, are you retired? And your answer was,
no, you can't retire. You get old.
And you're not. So you just keep working. You may not get paid for it, but
no,
you keep
that's
working.
Right, yeah. No, it's you know, this community, it may be a cliche, but it's been extremely good to me and my family. And I think every citizen owes something back to his community. Matter of fact, you can't enjoy a community unless you're giving something to it. I get a little sick and tired of the common, all the complaints about how bad things are and how you don't do anything right. You know, let's go back to the old theory. Why don't you become part of the solution rather than part of the problem? And we have a lot of that, too. We have that element.
I think that's absolutely a great thing to say. That, you know, it's instead of just sitting there and taking pot shots or writing little nasty blogs
in the
paper, why don't you become part of the solution instead of just talking about people that are trying? Let's go to the phones here. Jim, good morning. You're
good
on
morning.
Free Fire Radio.
Hey, I was wondering, was Mr. Green, is he the one that hired Cheetah?
No. I retired in 91.
You retired in 91.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But well, he hired Mike Mangus.
A good job on there. But the other gal that is really doing good is Amaka Abaka.
We were just talking about Amaka.
That little gal can get out and dig up the news, and she's really enjoys her job.
Do you know one time she wanted to be a lawyer?
Is that right?
Well, we won't hold that against her, though.
I'm glad she changed the way to television. A tremendous personality.
Yeah, she sure does.
You know, Jim, we were just talking about that. It's in about how maybe people haven't noticed that. Well, obviously you have.
Oh, yeah. I noticed it, and I was going to call in down to the station and say something, and then I heard this here. I thought he was still involved with the station, so I thought I'd bring it up. So that'd be...
Well, trust me, people have heard what you just said, and that'll get back to them.
Okay.
So, hey, thanks a lot, Jim.
Bye.
It's funny how when you start talking about that other people notice this too, that she's out there, doing her job well too. You know, what you just said about giving back to the community is so important that I guess when I see people that are constantly denigrating the community, as you said, and I watch, what's written in the Reading, on that online, Reading.com.
Right, yeah.
I look at that, and I see people that are trying to do things, and then actually the amount of malice that goes, that goes against, just said, for no other purpose I can see is just to be nasty and say these things, horrible things. And I think
snarky.
To myself, what are you doing? What are you doing to help the community?
It's like a snark contest, how mean can you be?
Exactly,
it's graffiti.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, sometimes it goes so far over the line. I don't mind being criticized. I think that's all right. Everybody has a shot at that. That's no problem. But they go over the line too often.
Yeah. When you're in the business, you got to expect it. But I'm talking about people, though, that will write a letter saying, this is what we need to do. This is, it's like somebody wants to burn them alive.
Yeah.
What have we gotten to?
And it's not anybody has, everybody has some talent and can volunteer in the community. It might be driving a person to a hospital, might be delivering some medicines, it might be just going in and making doing some file work. These all things help out the charitable organizations.
How about just picking up trash along the road?
There's another
example.
Yes,
keep your area clean. Yeah. And you see areas around here that need weed whacking.
Yes.
And stuff like this. Is that why not have an organization of volunteers that goes out and just cleans up these
particularly
lots?
Now when the economy is so bad and the cities don't have the money to do it.
And yet we're still paying money out to people every day.
In fact, can I make a request for anybody who attends Freedom Festival? Pick up your garbage,
amen,
please.
On Thursday nights?
No, when they go to the Freedom Festival.
Oh, yes,
fireworks.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right.
Please.
And it's funny how that some people think when they're out there, hey, this is great, I'm having such a great time, I can just leave my trash here. Instead of just bringing a plastic bag with them, tying it up, and leaving it next to the trash cans. Okay, here, we've got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Our guest, Mr. Richard Green, having a great time here. Talk about a perspective. Talk about helping your community. This is the Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year, and I can tell you what, you've got my vote too, Mr. Green.
Thank you.
Join us after these messages.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
How often do you come here to Kent, Sue?
I'm here just about every day.
What is the one thing that you consistently get here when you come here?
Milk.
Milk.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Meat.
Meat.
About everything.
Everything.
Cream.
Ice cream. So what are you getting today?
Barbecue. I'm going to get a sandwich inside and be on our way.
Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
On Saturday, July 9th, the Cascade Theater will host the 2011 Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Candace Vaughn, North Valley Bank, Denise Jurgensen, Caltrans, Jennifer Kettles, You Top It, Chris Reznor, Dutch Bros, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, and Jake Easy, Power 94. Tickets are $20 and $25. On sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118 extension 2. 202-244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun Saturday, July 9th in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include B&T Satellite, Lulu's Restaurant, Redding Electric Utility, Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Marie Callender's, Westside Florist Results Radio, Marshall's Florist, Redding Rancheria, and Anderson Florist and Gifts. Join us and cast your vote for this year's Shasta County Dancing with the Stars champion.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 855 on June the 30th. It's going to get up to 90 degrees today. It'll be a little humid. Linda's on assignment. She's got On the Spot with Linda Bott. That's tonight. It's starting at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. On the Spot with Linda Bott. You're having a good time. She gives away gift certificates. You know, they talk theater. They talk entertainment. They talk, you know, music. It's, you know, it's a... It's a great show for talking about what's going on in Reading. Our guest, Mr. Richard Green, who is the Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year, and we've been talking about a variety of subjects today. Mr. Green, the other things that you're involved with, I know you say, you know, people need to get involved with their community, and but you've been with United Way and just several others.
Yeah, I think the award, and I certainly appreciate that they honored me with that, and it wasn't something I did. I, you know, with many other people in this community, were right alongside of me doing the same kind of thing. But no, my interests were economic development and trying to create jobs for our young people. And the economy from way back into the 60s when we started the Mountain Lakes Industrial Park, because the lumber industry was going away, the mining industry was gone. And that led me all the way through, I think, some 24 years with EDC. And which brings us up to, if we've got time for a moment here,
sure,
to talk about Stillwater Park, which I know has become a controversial issue, but I don't think we've ever put it in perspective. Remember, this started 10 years ago, 10 years of trying to put together a business park that was ready to go, that if you as a company wanted to come to Reading, we had something to offer. You could get in and get in business within, just get your use permit and go. Can you imagine a company coming into Reading 10 years ago and spending 10 years going through environmental hoops and lawsuits? They would have left the community a long time ago. And at that time, we had people who were interested, at least maybe we wouldn't have gotten them, but they came to this area to take a look at us, to locate plants, and we didn't have the ground. Now we have the ground. Obviously, the 10 years have kind of hurt us with the economy and everything else, but we have people still looking. And when you get people looking in the state of California to put in a plant with all the anti-business laws we have going, there's hope. You know, it's got to take some time. And remember that every job you create there is going to create 8 or 9 jobs out elsewhere. And it's going to pay for itself in the long run.
Well, it's here. So what we've got to do is encourage people to use it.
Make it work. Don't fight it. Yeah, and don't slam every company who tries to take a look at it.
Well, and that's the thing is that, you know, business equals jobs equals money equals being able to take care of our infrastructure, our schools, and all this other stuff.
Yeah, we can do the police force. We can do all these things.
We can do everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely, sir. Hey, sir, thanks so much for coming on.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad you invited me. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, I love hearing stories from Reading. When from years ago when things were starting, and you were here for a lot of the startups of what goes on, and the idea of being local, that's a huge thing, being local. Tomorrow, our guests are going to be Eric Whitson from Five Star Bank. Yeah, thank you. From Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank was just voted the Small Business Association Lender of the Year. When you think about that, and Eric Wittstrom, who has been on our show several times before, is a great guy to talk to about what's going on with business and, you know, Stillwater and other places like that too. So he'll be on tomorrow. We've got some Dancing with the Stars people. We've got a number of things that are happening tomorrow on July the 1st. I want you to think about July the 1st. I want you to think about this weekend. I want you to think about those men and women on the walls. We'll talk about this tomorrow. Carl and the Bot.